Jane Arrington. I ought to be able to tell something, because I was 12 years old when they had the surrender right up here in Raleigh. If I live to see this coming December, I will be 85 years old. I was born on the 18th of December, 1852, and I belong to Jackson May of Nash County. I was born on the plantation near Tar River. Jackson May never married until I was of a great big girl. He owned a lot of slaves. There were 80 on the plantation before the surrender. He married Miss Becky Wilder, sister of Sam Wilder. The Wilders lived on adjoining plantation to where I was born. Jackson May had so many Negroes, he let Billy Williams, who had a plantation nearby, have part of them. Jackson May owned my father since his boyhood and bought my mother. My mother was named Louisa May, and my father was named Louis May. My mother had 6 children, 4 boys and 2 girls. The boys were Richard, Faro, Caesar, and Fenner. The girls, Rose and Jane. Jane, that's me. We lived in log houses with stick and dirt chimneys. They called them the slave houses. We had chicken feather beds to sleep on, and the houses were good, warm, and comfortable log houses. We had plenty of cover and feather pillows. My grandmother on my mother's side told me a lot of stories about things and how people run from them. They told me about slaves that had been killed by their slaveholder coming back and worrying them. John May, a slave, was beat to death by Bill Stone and Oliver May. Oliver May was Junius May's son. Junius May was Jackson May's uncle. The slaves said John May came back in Bill and Oliver's dreams and worried both of them to the point they could hardly sleep. Bill and Oliver said they could hear John hollering and groaning most all the time. These white men would groan in their sleep and tell John to go away. They would say, "Go away, John, please go away." The other slaves were afraid of Bill and Oliver because the ghost of John worried them so bad. I worked on the farm cutting corn stalks and tending to cattle in slavery time. Sometimes I swept the yards. I never got any money for my work, and we didn't have any patches. Brothers caught possums, coons, and such things, and we cooked them in our houses. We had no parties, but we had quiltings. We went to the white folks' church, Peachtree Church, 6 miles from the plantation, and Poplar Springs Church, 7 miles away. Both were missionary Baptist churches. There were no overseers on Jackson May's plantation. He wouldn't have anyone. Billy Williams didn't have none. They had colored slave foremen. Some of the slaves run away from Billy Williams when Jackson May let him have them to work. They run away and come home. Aunt Channy ran away and mother ran away. Jackson May kept them hid because he says they were mistreated. He wouldn't let Auntie and mother go back to work for Bill. I never saw a grown slave whipped or in chains, and I never saw a slave sold. Jackson May would not sell a slave. He didn't think it right. He kept them together. He had 80 heads. He would let other white people have them to work for them sometimes, which was called hired out, but he would not sell none of them. If they caught a slave with a book, you knowed it meant a whipping. But the white children taught slaves in secret sometimes. Old man Jake Rice, a slave who belonged to John Rice in Nash County, was taught by old John Rice's son till he had a pretty good amount of learning. We did not have prayer meeting at the plantation or anywhere. Jackson May would not allow that. When I was a child, we played the games of three-handed reels. Old gray goose, all little gal, all little gal, all little gal, remember me? We took hold of hands and run around as we sang this song. We sang Old Dan Tucker. Get out of the way, Old Dan Tucker. 16 horses in one stable. One jumped out and skinned his navel. Dr. Mann and Dr. Sid Harris and Dr. Freeman and Dr. Matthias looked after us when we were sick. Mother and the other grown folks raised herbs that they give us too. Children took a lot of salts. Jackson May was too rich to go to the war. Billy Williams didn't go. Too rich too, I reckon. I remember when they said Negroes had to be free. The paper said if they could not be freedom by good men, there would be freedom by blood. They fought and kept on fighting a long time. Then the Yankees come. I heard them beat the drum. Jackson May told us we were free, but mother and father stayed on with him for work. He promised them something, but he never gave them nothing. When the crop was housed, they left Jackson May. Father and mother went to Hench Starlin's plantation and stayed there 1 year. Then they went to Jim Webb's farm. I don't remember how long they stayed there, but around 2 years. They moved about and about among the white folks till they died. They never owned any property. They've been dead about 30 years. I married Sidney Arrington. He has been dead 6 years last September. I'm unable to do any kind of work. My arm is mighty weak. I know slavery was a bad thing. I don't have to think anything about it.